דף של רב נחימיש.
חבוד.
יו, אני רוצה דף של רב נחימיש. You ready? He's ready. Geht nicht. Give permission for Parashat Vayigash. The Zohar says the first thing a person has to know that the story is the Torah is not a story. So if Hashem, with His wisdom, decided to write this parasha, it's not because it happened, and Hashem wants us to know what happened. This would be, if Hashem wants us to know, it would be an outside book, not Torah. In this particular story, in every story in the Torah, if you're missing one letter, the Torah is pasul. And if it's just a story, who cares? If you're missing a word. So here comes the Torah and tells us that after last week, Yosef put his cup in Binyamin's bag and sent Menashe after the brothers and found the cup. And they all came back to Egypt and told Yosef that they're going to stay together with Binyamin. Now Yehudah changes his mind. And that's how the Torah starts. Vayigash shelav Yehudah. Yehudah goes over to Yosef. Vayomer bi Adoni. First it says bi Adoni means please my master. So the Gemara says he talks to him in a kindness voice. And then he tells him, Yedaber nav dacha davar bozne Adoni. And he tells him, I want my words to penetrate inside your ears. I don't know what it means exactly on the surface. This is not just a chutzpah. The doctor, Yosef is the king of Egypt. And here comes Yehuda and says, listen, I want my words to penetrate inside your ears. What does it mean to penetrate inside your ears? Don't talk to somebody like this. Don't be upset at me with the way I'm going to tell you certain things. You like Paro. Whatever it means, the Gemara says. You ask us do we have a father or a brother. We told you our father is very old. He says we have a very young brother. Achiv met. They refer, of course, to Yosef. And they said, this is Binyamin's brother died. Of course, I mean they sold him, but they don't want to tell Yosef now that they sold him, because they were afraid, the Gemara said, that Yosef was going to say, oh, you sold your brother, or you lost your brother, why didn't you go find him? I said, just to get out of too many questions, they said, Achiv met, Yosef is dead. So his mother, this is Rachel Imenu, had two children, one. They said, now he died, this is Yosef. And Binyamin was left by himself. Aviva Evo, his father loves him very much. But you told us, so do Eli, I want to please bring this guy down. First to Binyamin, I want to take a look at him. We told you, this boy cannot leave his father. If he's going to leave his father is going to die. His father's going to die. Why his father's going to die? Comes the Gemara and says, well, his mother died on the way. So what if she died on the way? So because somebody, Chas Shalom, died in an accident, his children, they have to die in an accident. It says, if this boy will leave his father will die. If I would be Yosef, I wouldn't buy it. I don't know what Yehuda thinks. Yehuda said, we told you if he's going to leave his father's going to die. Why is his father going to die? From what he's going to die? He can't go on a trip. He can't go to Egypt. I says, no, on the way he's going to die. He's going to die on the way. His mother died on the way. So you told us if Binyamin doesn't show up, we will not be able to come down. We went back to Yaakov, and we told Yaakov, our father, what you told us, that we must bring Binyamin in order for us to come again and purchase food. And anyway, Shimon is in jail now. Shimon will stay there forever. Our father told us, go back and get some food. We told our father, we can't go. If our little brother will come with us, we come down, we go down to purchase food. We cannot go see the person. I mean, Yosef will not let us come inside Egypt unless Binyamin is there. Our father told us, you know, my wife gave birth for two children. In refer to Yosef and Binyamin. It says one disappeared. He refers to Yosef. It says we don't know where he is. Lukachtem gam et ze mim panai bekrau ason. Voradetem et sevati bera'a sheola. So the simple explanation of this. Voradetem et sevati. It says my elderly will go down. Bera'a sheola means Gehenom. It means Yaakov. That's what Judah tells Yosef. Yaakov said to them, if you're going to take Binyamin down and Binyamin will not come back, I'm going to Gehenom. So you go, why are you going to Gehenom? Because Binyamin is going to down the way, you're going to go to Gehenom. Now, if I come back to my father, because you want to keep Binyamin so-called because you found the cup in his bag, the boy, your first Binyamin, will not come back along with us. The soul of Binyamin is very connected to Yaakov. Yaakov will see that Binyamin is not there. Yaakov will die. What is the explanation? V'oridu avadecha, et sevat avdecha avinu biyagon sheola. He says, Judah says, we're going to take Yaakov down the drain. Down the drain. Why? Because Binyamin is dead. You know, he's going to be Yagon Sheola. Says the Gemara, Sheola is the seventh floor down in Gehenom. It says that Yaakov is going to go to Gehenom. Why is he going to go to Gehenom? And if he's going to go to Gehenom, so you can't convince somebody. Certainly you cannot convince a judge. I says, the guy is a thief. You know, he stole from the king a cup. I says, this is the punishment for this is death penalty. He says, you know, he has an old father, and his father loves him, and if the kid will not come back, the father will have a heart attack. I says, okay, so. Put him first in the hospital, connect him to all the machines, and give him a shot, and make sure he won't die. I says, this won't convince a judge, or certainly a king in Egypt, that, you know, release Binyamin because his father might die if Binyamin will be in jail. Too bad, next time you shouldn't steal a cup. Of course, the whole thing is a hoax, the whole thing is a lie. But on the surface, this is now the problem. The problem is that Binyamin was caught with a stolen cup. So you can't convince a judge, you say his father might have a heart attack. No, he says, no, his father's going to go to Gehenom. I don't know if the judge even believe this is Gehenom. He tells the judge this, the judge laughs at you. Go down to Supreme Court, you say, you know, the guy's father will go to Gehenom. The judge says, what? So where is he going to go? Ki avdecha rav etana, says the Gemara, the Judah said, if you're going to ask me, why am I the talker over here? Why am I speaking to you? Because I am the one, ki avdecha rav etana, met avi lemo. I guarantee my father that I'll bring back this boy Binyamin. If I will not bring him back to you, so I promise my father I'll be a sinner for all the days. Says the Gemara, what do you mean all the days? So the Gemara says that this really how Yehuda was able to convince Yaakov. He told Yaakov, give me Binyamin. If I guarantee you, if I don't bring Binyamin, I am not having Olam Haba. Yaakov heard that somebody wants to give his Olam Haba, there's the next world. Yaakov said, take him.
So this is what Judah tells Yosef. Listen, Yosef,
I guarantee my father being back Benjamin with my Olam Haba. So what are you talking to him? Can you imagine sitting in front of a judge? You tell the judge this? He laughs at you. He laughs at you. That means he's a thief. He stole a cup. He said, you know, I guarantee my father my Olam Haba because... Well, what does that do with anything? Next time, tell your brother not to steal a cup. Now, I'm ready to be a slave instead of this boy. But now, Yali Machab, send him back. How can I go back to my father without Binyamin? My father's going to die. This is how the story goes. When Yosef heard it, sounds that Yehuda worries about his father so much. He says, Yosef said, please, everybody out. Nobody was there while Yosef is going to reveal himself to his brothers. So Yosef is crying. For why is he crying? It's emotional scan, man. It's an emotional thing. I mean, the Torah tells you, you should know, Yosef is crying. He says, what are you trying to tell me? That it is a very emotional. And if he is, the Torah has to tell you that. This is Torah. Torah has to tell you, you know, you go to the airport, you see, people say goodbye, they all cry. So the Torah has to write this. He didn't, you just said something, this father might die, Yosef cries. Okay. The Gemara says he cried so loud that everybody heard that he is crying. Why is he crying? Why is he crying for? Imi Yosef elachav ani Yosef. He tells his brother, I'm Yosef. Ha'od avi chai. Is my father still alive? So all the chachamim ask, so what do you mean you ask if your father is still alive? What do you mean? They have no telephone. They just came from Israel a week ago, a few days ago, to come and purchase some grain. And they were here the whole time. And when they came to purchase, last week parasha, you asked them, how's Papa? I said, Baruch Hashem, everything is okay. Now he said, my name is Yosef. Is my father alive? What do you mean father alive? Of course he's alive. What do you think, he died? And if he died, how would us know if he died or not? We have no telephone. They couldn't answer him. But there's nothing to answer. What do you answer? What do you expect them to answer? He says, 2 days ago I told you, my father is Baruch Hashem, my father is okay. Now Yosef asks them, how is your father? Your father is alive? So the Torah says, no, they couldn't answer. There's nothing to answer. What do you expect him to answer? Baruch Hashem? What do you ask to answer him? You know, we told you already 2 days ago he's alive. What kind of question is this? The Torah says, they couldn't answer. Ki nivalu mipanav. What does it mean? On the surface, what it means is they got so scared that this is Yosef, so they're speechless. That's what the Torah wants to tell you. Maybe. It doesn't sound like the Torah wants to describe this meeting in the details just because it's a history for us. Yosef says, listen, come to me. He says, I'm Yosef. Don't be upset. Your permission, if you want to, if you skip with your permission, this is chapter 47. This is sentence 29. This is when actually Yaakov comes to Egypt. It says, "Vayosef Yosef Merkavto." Yosef himself prepared his chariot. Vayal Yitrat Yisrael Aviv Goshna. He goes to visit his father. His father settled in the city of Goshen. Vayira Elah Vayipur Al Tzavara Vayefk Al Tzavara Vod. He goes and he cries on Yaakov's neck. So first, I want to know what the Torah wants to teach you. You know, 22 years, the father didn't see the son. So in that emotional meeting, Yosef cries. Let's assume that he cries because of this emotional meeting. Let's assume. But the Torah has to say that. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, it doesn't say in the Torah that Yaakov cried. Says the Gemara, you know, it's true. Yaakov did not cry. Yaakov was saying Shema Israel. Is it Shema Israel? What is it Shema Israel now? Rabbim said, well, it's time to say Shema. I don't know exactly what it means. I really don't know what it means. But that's what the Gemara says. At the meeting that Yosef meets Yaakov, Yaakov doesn't cry, he says Shema Israel. The Torah says Yosef cries. When Yosef meets the brothers, the Torah says before also, we skipped it, that he cries, they don't cry. Of course, you can say the same thing. He's very emotional, and they're very tough. Rabbeinu Bachaya said, Yosef never forgave his brothers. It's very strange to say not to forgive someone. The Midrash says Yosef did forgive his brothers. Nevertheless, we have, the Gemara says, the 10 giants died after the second Bet HaMikdash as a kapara for the 10 brothers who were involved in Yosef's sale. Tonight is the last night of Hanukkah. Last night of Hanukkah, Chachamim say, this is as powerful as Yom Kippur. As powerful. Zot Chanukah. Says we light 8 candles, says Dari, that every night is for one of the 7 shepherds, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. Yesterday was David. Tonight, candle number 8 is for something very high, spiritual candle. What is it all about? Comes the Gemara and says like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Tanakh wrote 7 times some kind of a party that's called Chanukah. The one that we know is the one we read every day on Chanukah. It's called Chanukat HaNisim, Chanukat HaMizbeach, when they open the Mishkan. There's another one in Shlomo open the Mishkan. There's another one in the Tanakh when they open the second Bet HaMikdash. There's another one when they built the wall around Yerushalayim. The first one, says the Gemara, is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished his creation. When we say Friday night, Baruch Hu HaShemayim V'atz Chol Tzvam, this is called Chanukat HaOlam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished creation. The last one. Says the Gemara, the last one is a sentence in Zechariah Navi. The Navi says, at that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look for Yerushalayim with candles. Achapes et Yerushalayim benerot. Says the Gemara, what that sentence mean? Says the Gemara, that sentence means Olam Haba. So the Ari says like this, a person has to know the Torah in order to understand the task and so-called the exit door and running away from difficulties in the life, in lifetime. As the HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the Chumash, I said the first day of creation was a Sunday. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created light. That light was on for 36 hours. After 36 hours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took this light, hid it for Olam Haba. It's a special light. It's nothing to do with the sun or the moon. It's a special light. It says that light comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that light was the first thing of creation. The last thing that's going to happen on this world, it's called Olam Haba, after Mashiach will come, after Beit HaMikdash. That's what we say in Birkat HaMazon. Chamanu Yichayinu Yizakenu Limot HaMashiach Miyam Beit HaMikdash Shel Chayei HaOlam Haba. It's Chayei HaOlam Haba. And that's what we say in Nova Letzion. At the end of Obal Etzion, Zekin Vikavenu L'mata Mashiach, Chaya Olam Haba. And so Olam Haba means that's the destination of this world. It's after the whole thing is going to be finished, Mashiach will come, it's going to be what we call next world. Here on surface, on universe, called Olam Haba. That's the destination. As it started with the first original light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day, will end, says Navi Zechariah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look through Yerushalayim with candles. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will light Yerushalayim with his own light. This is the sign of Olam Haba. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know that all those seven occasions all together, the root of all of them is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand what is our life is all about. It says the Rambam in his commentary that you should know that a person that has some kind of understanding in this world understands that the world is just over here a preparation to go to Olam Haba. It's not the destination here. We live over here and we go to Olam Haba. This concept, the Gemara says that the 2 weeks ago the lady wanted to do a scene with Yosef. The Torah says, "Velo shamay leah liyot ita." The Gemara says, Yosef told the lady, "I'm not doing any scenes with you," because the Gemara says, if you do a scene with somebody, you stay with that person in Olam Haba. It means you're not going to have Olam Haba. So Yosef had this concept in front of him. That concept of Olam Haba. This is the concept that saves a person from all the troubles in his lifetime. Because he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know the destination. What's the destination? The Torah tells us, you should know that Moshe in the last and last day of his life, says, Vayelech Moshe goes to Am Yisrael, he says, Ben Me'ah Ve'asim Shana Anuchi Hayom Lo Uchal Od Latet Ve'Lavor. The Gemara says, Moshe, the Torah says, Moshe came to Am Yisrael and says, today is my last day. I can't do anymore. Come to Gemara and says, excuse me. It says in the Torah, the end of the Torah, that Moshe, the last day of his life, jumped all the steps to his last place on this earth in one jump. Lo naslecho, lo chatayno, didn't need to have glasses. It says he looked young as a teenager. And here you come and you tell me that Moshe goes to Am Yisrael and says, I'm sorry, I can't continue my job. Says the Gemara, Lo uchal od latet velavo b'divrei Torah. Nisgeru mimenu ma'ayot ha'chokhma. It says the person has a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this connection, he understands the Torah, he understands the secrets of the Torah, and it means he has what we call the Shekhinah on top of him. He has a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From this connection, you have the prophecy. From this connection, you have the understanding. You have the da'at, you have the knowledge. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, listen, today is my last day. He says, Moshe, what's wrong with you? Healthy, blood pressure perfect, your heart is perfect. Moshe says, no, I know it's my last day. I said, how do you know it's your last day? He says, because the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is vague, is very, very low. There's low energy now. I feel I'm disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He disconnected, you did. And that's what the Gemara says, the Zohar says, the Ari says, you can tell on a person, Chas V'Shalom, if he was called to Olam Haba 30 days before he gives back his neshama, you can see on his face this glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is missing from his face. And says, next week, Yosef goes, sees his father. Yaakov says, I'm going to die. He says, how do you know you're going to die? He says, I'm going to die because you look in the mirror. And he says, you look in the mirror, you can see on your face, you can detect on your face. He says, you don't have the glory, you don't have the connection, you don't have the Shekhinah on your face. So that's what Moshe considers himself dead already. And he tells him Israel a statement, today is my last day here. He says, how do you know, Moshe? Who told you? He says, I feel I'm not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rambam says in his commentary, that's called death. A person that doesn't have the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's really, it's death for him. He doesn't want to be here no more. And the Gemara tells stories about Chachamim, Rabbi Yochanan. He says, you know, after he didn't have the person that he wanted to learn Chavuta with his brother-in-law, Rish Lakish, I says, forget about it. I don't want to be here. I says, I don't feel my connection with HaKadosh Baruch. And actually, this is the tragedy of the brothers when they sold Yosef. So selling Yosef, Yosef may forgive you. Selling Yosef, probably he did forgive you. But the consequences of that sale was, the Torah says, that Yaakov lost the connection. It means Yaakov had no connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For 22 years, he sits on the floor, he doesn't know. Says the Gemara, Yitzchak Avinu sits next to him, he knows that Yosef is alive. Yaakov doesn't know that Yosef is alive. Yaakov doesn't know, he has no connection. He has no Shekhinah. He is down in his connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means you killed him actually. He's dead. Because that's what Rambam writes in his commentary, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu told Am Yisrael, I'm dead. He says, because if I can't connect myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I cannot understand and I cannot see forward, I'm dead. The one that can see and the only one that could see besides Yosef is Binyamin. I says, Yosef, Gemara says, when he meets the brothers, and actually he reveals himself to the brothers, he cries on Binyamin's neck. Says the Gemara, why does Yosef cry? So don't read the Torah as an emotional meeting. The Torah says, you know why Yosef cries? Because he sees the future. Because he has a connection. He sees in Binyamin's territory is going to be Bet HaMikdash, and twice Bet HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. So actually when he meets Binyamin and he cries, he doesn't cry, oh my brother, I didn't see you for 22 years. He cries, he sees what's going to happen. Eventually, Binyamin is going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Eventually, Eretz Yisrael is going to be divided. And 1,000 years from now, and 2,000 years from now, it's going to be Bet HaMikdash. When Bet HaMikdash, the first one will be destroyed by Babel, by Iraq, the second one by the Romans. So Yosef cries. Says the Gemara, and Binyamin cries on Yosef's neck. Says the Gemara, why are you crying? And says, because before, Binyamin sees also that in a few hundred years, the Mishkan is going to be in Yosef's territory, in the city of Shiloh, and it will be there 369 years. And then that's going to be destroyed. So it's no emotional meeting on a physical base. The meeting is a spiritual meeting, and Yosef and Binyamin, they both would call like prophets. They see the future, and they cry for the tragedies of the future, not what's going to happen, you know, I didn't see my brother for 22 years. And that's actually, Ariz says, you should know, that's what Yehuda tells Yosef. He says, Yosef, I want you to hear, I want my words to penetrate inside your ears. I said, what are you going to tell him? I'm going to tell you, listen. Says the Gemara, Yaakov had a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if all his children are going to be alive in his lifetime, then he's going to have Olam Haba. The minute one is going to be missing, it says, I'm not going to have Olam Haba. It says, because I worry all my life to have this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And actually, when the brothers came to Egypt, they don't understand what Yaakov asked them, when Yosef asked them. Yosef asked them, is your father alive? Yosef knows his father is alive. Yosef asked them, my father has what we call Ruach HaKodesh, if he has the connection. And actually what the Gemara says, when the brothers come home and they tell Yaakov, Yosef is alive, Torah says, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Aviyem, says the Gemara, you know what happened? Vatechi, says, all of a sudden, Yosef, in his message to Yaakov, revived Yaakov. Says the Gemara, what did he revive him? He revived his connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ruach HaKodesh. So that's when Yosef revealed this to his brother. He says, I'm Yosef. Is my father alive? So you know what he asked them? And he says, he doesn't ask them. He knows that Yaakov is alive. They told him 2 days ago Yaakov is alive. He says, you know, you sold me. You know what you did. My father, I know what happened. The 22 years, my father was on the floor. My father had no connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had no Ruach HaKodesh. And so the Torah tells you, actually, when the brothers will come back and they tell Yaakov, Yosef is alive, at that moment, Yaakov gets back the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Torah wants to teach you.
The destination is to have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yosef cries on Binyamin because in a thousand years from now, Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Yosef cries on the brothers because they have no connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And actually, this was the dream that Yosef told his brothers, I want to tell you my dream. And he didn't want his brothers to feel that he is on top of them. He wanted his brothers to know that he is the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So actually, the Gemara tells us this story. The Gemara tells us that Eliyahu HaNavi was supposed to disappear from this world. And the time were thousands of what we call prophets, Bnei HaNaviim. Elisha HaNavi was Eliyahu HaNavi's assistant. And Elisha HaNavi was working with Eliyahu. And Bnei HaNaviim went to Elisha. And they told Elisha, do you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take your master away from you today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take Eliyahu HaNavi back. So they ask him, do you know? Says the Gemara, they emphasize. When they talk to him, they tell Elisha, Adonecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking your master. Says the Gemara, what they say? It didn't say Adonenu. They said Adonecha. It says there was such a high level that they did not consider Eliyahu HaNavi to be their rabbi or their prophet. You say, we are prophets as well. It was true 100%. And Navi continues and tells us that eventually Eliyahu HaNavi disappeared, went up to Shammai. Now Elisha HaNavi has the jacket, the garment of Eliyahu HaNavi. He crossed the Jordan back and he meets all those prophets that a day or two or 3 days before they told Elisha with a prophecy, we know that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to disappear. And we know that Eliyahu HaNavi is your master, not our master, because we feel we are the same level as him. When Elisha, his assistant, comes back, they ask him, where is Eliyahu? So Elisha said, Eliyahu, he went to Shammai. He said, no. Probably it was a hurricane or tornado. And probably it was a windy thing. And the wind took him away. Probably he lies down behind the mountain. So let's send some people to look for him. Was this a joke or something? Then we went to Shammai. Elisha, what's wrong with you? Says the Gemara, says the Tosefta and Sota, says the Gemara, before you said that you are the same level of Eliyahu HaNavi. Adonecha velo Adoninu. Eliyahu HaNavi is your master, Elisha, not our master. Now when Eliyahu HaNavi disappears, you tell Elisha, listen, Eliyahu HaNavi is here someplace. What do you mean is here? Where is the prophecy? Says the Gemara, you should know, they got the prophecy, the connection via Eliyahu. So when Eliyahu disappeared, they have no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, when the brothers told Yosef, what they did is, they disconnected themselves. Besides Binyamin, they weren't involved at all. No one knows what's going on. You don't know what's going on. It means you have no connection. There's no Ruach HaKodesh, there's no prophecy. To have a prophecy, you have a connection. Your connection is via somebody that he is the head of the generation, or he has some kind of special connection, and you connect yourself to him. It says that's what the Gemara says. Those people, big people, they know everything. They know that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to go to Shammai. But the minute Eliyahu HaNavi disappeared, they said, where is Eliyahu? He's behind the mountain. He said, what's wrong with you people? He says, you lost the connection. And he says, that's what actually what the dream of Yosef. And he told his brothers, listen, we were in the field, and your stalk of wheat bowed down to my stalk. That's not I want to rule you. You understand, my task in my life is a connection. You not worry about the connection. You're going to get via me the connection. But only if you follow me. But if you sell me, if you try to kill me, you're going to have no connection. So at the meeting, at the emotional meeting that Yosef cries, he doesn't cry because this is his brothers. He cried because what they did to the father. They disconnected Yaakov from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At 22 years, Yaakov had no connection. As Yaakov said, this is Judah said to Yosef, listen, if Binyamin doesn't go back, my father is going to die. He's not going to die, physically die. Physically die means nothing. No one will listen. And says, actually, he's not going to have Olam Haba. That's what he tells Yosef. I want you to hear my words.
My word should penetrate inside your ears. And then he tells him, I want to tell you something else. He says, you know, my father, when I came back to Eretz Israel and I wanted to take my brother along with me, my father did not want to send Binyamin down. I guarantee Binyamin with my Olam Haba. At that moment that Yosef heard this concept, what we call Olam Haba, next world, this connection, then he broke. Then Torah tells you, Yosef broke. He says, oh, I can't do it anymore. I said, he started to cry. So why are you crying? Because this, he touched a very sensitive subject, what's called Olam Haba. That this is Olam Haba, this is in Yosef's eyes all the time. And that's why he did not listen to the lady to do a sin. Because he told the lady, I'm not going to have Olam Haba. And this is what he knows, that his father has no connection now with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he tells the brothers, I'm Yosef. Is my father alive? He says, they cannot answer him. I says, why they cannot answer him? Because this question was meant that they are to be blamed for that his father, so-called, is not alive. I says, alive without connection. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm dying. So, you know, Baruch Hashem, Moshe, you're very well. Moshe jumped all the steps to Har Nevo in one jump. Moshe did not need the glasses the day he died. Says the Gemara, Moshe was like a teenager. And he tells him, Israel, I'm dead. He says, why are you dead? Because his connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was vague, was very low. The energy, the connection is dead. Says the Gemara, that's called death. Says the Gemara, if you have no connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you consider dead. I said, that's the person, 30 days, 30 days before it's time to go to Gan Eden. He said, you can see on his face right now, he's no more connection. And that's what Judah told Yosef. He said, I'm talking to you different words. I'm not talking to you, you know, Jacob will have a heart attack. This will not convince Yosef. I'm not going to try to convince you that I am the guarantor, that I guarantee Binyamin. It won't convince him. But when he told him Olam Haba, you should know, 95% of the American people, not the Jews, they believe in life after death. 95% of America. 75% of the American people believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even the ones who don't believe in God, they still believe there is life after death. Who does it? Whoever does it. Maybe Buddha. Maybe some another entity they believe, the 20% don't believe in God. But they do believe in such a concept. And that's what the Torah is going to paint the picture, that this is what Yosef is all about. And this is what the whole message of this parasha is. Not just, you know, the emotional meeting. The Torah will not tell you emotional meeting. The Torah will tell you what it means death, what it means life. And the Torah will emphasize that at the meeting, Yosef cries. Why are you crying? I'm crying that 22 years my father had no connection. So the Gemara, what does Yaakov do? So the Gemara says, Yaakov does Shema Yisrael. So Shema Yisrael, what is the power of Shema Yisrael? I say, Shema Yisrael, Harit says a person is to say Shema Yisrael 4 times a day. I say, one time you should say before Shacharit. One time it says just before Shemone Yisrael in the morning. One time it says Arvit, one time before he goes to sleep. It says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Those words means one thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. When is it going to be one? That's what we say, V'yeh Hashem Elokeinu Echad, V'yom Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad U'Shem Echad, it's in Olam Haba. It says, you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, it means the statement that I'm interested in Olam Haba. That's all. And that is called Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. In Hebrew, Le'olam means forever. Le'olam Va'ed, what does Le'olam Va'ed mean? One of the explanations, Le'olam Va'ed means Olam Haba. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in Olam Haba. It means the task, the destination is Olam Haba. It's that you have to have it in front of you all the time. That's called Shema Yisrael. Says the Gemara, when Yaakov meets Yosef, Yosef cries. Yosef cries because Yaakov was disconnected for 22 years. So called from the connection. So called from the Olam Haba, he was afraid he's not going to get Olam Haba. But Yaakov says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He says, I am connected. You don't have to cry, I'm connected. I says, this is really what the Arizal, what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, why do you say Halel on Chanukah? I says, actually, you find the halachot of Halel In the Rambam, when he writes in his commentary, the Halachot of Halel, the Rambam puts it in Hilchot Chanukah. Even though you say Halel on Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Minhag on Rosh Chodesh, but actually Halel is on Chanukah. Says the Gemara, if somebody is going to say, why you say Halel tomorrow? Tomorrow is Chanukah, why you say Halel? You say Halel for one sentence. It says, Kel Hashem Vayair Lanu Yisru Chag Ba'avotim Ad Kanot HaMizbeach. It says, Kel Hashem Vayair Lanu. Hashem lit for us. And it says, the miracle of Chanukah is that the Shekhinah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu resumed the connection. And this is the Halel. That's what we say, the Gemara says, actually, on Chanukah. We say Halel. It says, why Chachamim made us say Halel on Chanukah? He says, you don't understand. The whole concept of Halel, says Dari, is for that sentence. Halu Avdei Hashem. That's how the Halel starts. Please praise the slave of Hashem. He says, what to praise? What to praise? To praise one of the last sentences. Kel Hashem Vayair Lanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lit for us. What does it mean? Hashem lit for us. We came out of Mitzrayim. Hashem lit for us when we believe the Hamikdash. Hashem lit for us on Chanukah. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to light for us because that is the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation, Hashem put the light on, Io. Then Hashem disconnected this light. It means this is his own light, Oteo Kasalma, and then Hashem hid it for Olam Haba. And as Chaya Navi said, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises in his prophecy, at that time, he says, after Mashiach will come, it's going to be they resume the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ahapeset Yerushalayim banerot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm coming to Yerushalayim with candles. It says, to relight the original light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created when he created this world. So therefore, Dari says, now you understand how important is Chanukah. And this is the eighth candle. The first one was Avraham, the second one Yitzchak, then Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. It says, this is seven, the seven shepherds. So Dari, tonight, the night number eight is Keneged Olam Haba. This is Keneged that sentence. As the Chayyan Levi said, Hashem wants to light Yerushalayim with candles. Especially when you light the menorah, he says, that's the Kavanah. The Kavanah of a candle is the final candle. The final candle is the final connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Mashiach will come into Olam Haba. It says, that's called Chanukah, says the Gemara. As Chanukah means a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says, it's called Zot Chanukah. Says, this is the last day of Chanukah. This is like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Mechilah, forgiveness. And it says, well, Yom Kippur is just forgiveness. Zot Chanukah is higher. Zot Chanukah is a connection to Olam Haba. And that's really what the Zohar says. The Zohar says that the power of the menorah of Chanukah is to save us from Gehenom. Lo tira levetam mishale kichol beta lavu shanim al tomar shanim el ha-shnayim. Says the Zohar, you know, if you have the mezuzah on the right side and the menorah on the left side, will save you from Gehenom. It will save me from Gehenom. It says because lighting the menorah, this holiday of Chanukah is just like I'm interested in Olam Haba. And this is the final destination of this world. So on Chanukah, you get it. This is always Parshat Vayigash, always comes towards the last day of Chanukah. This is to tell you, this was the concept of Yosef, this was the concept of Yaakov. The brothers did not understand it. And this Hayuda was able to convince Yosef, and says, that's the power of Chanukah. So that he says, that this is Zot Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah is the most powerful day of the year. And that's what the angel told the Maran Bet Yosef, the Mashiach will come here of Chanukah. Because Chanukah and after Mashiach is the same concept. It's called Olam Haba. It says lighting the menorah is not the menorah, it's the light. The light is not the light. Light means the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means Olam Haba. It says the whole connection to a person, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is via a candle. this is our custom. People don't understand it. But you know, there's the old saying, you know, somebody died, Chas Shalom, so they light a candle for him. So what does it mean? What it means really? To light a candle, so what does the person, what does this candle do to a person that went to Gan Eden, and the person has, you know, today is my father, your side, my mother, your side, it says a candle. What's the secret behind this candle? It says, when you light the candle, that's it, you have this Kavanah.
This candle is a candle. A candle means light. Light means Olam Haba. I pray for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my father, my mother is going to Olam Haba. This is the connection to Olam Haba. So you have to pray when you light the candle. Just light the candle means nothing. It won't do anything. It says if you light the menorah, it's the same thing. You just light the menorah. You tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu a statement. It says lighting the menorah is a light. Light means final light. A light means the original light. It says you connect the original light, the first of creation, so-called with the last day of creation before Olam Haba. It says that's the destination. He says that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from a person to understand. It says that's what Moshe Rabbeinu understood. That's what Yosef understood. Yaakov understood. The brothers never understood it. That's what he says. That's what it means. Yosef never forgave the brothers. Even they don't forgive your brothers. Yosef says in the Torah, don't worry about it. Hashem sent me over here. He says, that's true. But the agony, what you did to your father for 22 years, he had no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you almost said, he said himself, he's not going to be Olam Haba because he had known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that if one of his children will die, he will not have Olam Haba. This was worried. He wasn't worried that Yosef disappeared. He wasn't worried that Binyamin is going to die. He was worried if Binyamin is going to die, he's not going to have Olam Haba. I said, that's the whole concept that a person should have in front of him. Am I going to have Olam Haba? I'm not going to have Olam Haba. As the Gemara says in Shmuel HaNavi, when Shaul HaMelech went with the magician, to the magician, to get Shmuel HaNavi to ask him to go to a war, Shmuel said to him, Rami Argastani, what did you do to me? He said, I was afraid I'm going to be judged not to have Olam Haba. I said, the person has to get this into the system. We get it, says Zari, on Chanukah. And especially on the last day of Chanukah, this is the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have Olam Haba, from Amin Amin. Amen. Amen.